This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
And we are currently joined by Alexandra Hines and Chloe Martin from the new TV series Debrief. Welcome, guys.
Welcome, studio.
Thank you.
It's a great pleasure. You guys are here to launch your brand new show, Channel 31, coming on tonight, and YouTube connected, yeah?
Yes. That is correct. Yeah. Yep. Yes,
online, on the television, everywhere.
Anywhere you want
us. Mostly in those two places.
Just those two places. That's yeah. Mostly everywhere. That's
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you could put it on a variety of devices, so, you know, you can surround yourself with it if you need to.
Phone and television, simultaneously.
Yeah.
Great. Tell us a bit about the project. What we know already from the trailer, you guys have amassed a ton of views. It's like nearly 100,000 views now already. It's been up
what?
Like...
Yeah, oi.
Wow.
Hello. Wow. We're viral.
Fantastic. Good news.
Yeah, well, it's an improvised dramedy series, really Melbourne-heavy, sort of about a friendship between two women and kind of the upheaval of your late 20s. And finding new direction in your life. But it's a really kind of a fun sort of love story between these two women who are best friends. And
yeah. So we meet like Dee, she's just come out of a 7-year relationship and she moves in with her best friend. That's kind of the premise of the show. And just they've been so close for so long and now they're living together and what could possibly go wrong?
Yeah.
Sounds like a premise to me.
And you were involved heavily in the writing of this TV series. How was that experience?
Yeah, we were involved in the writing in the sense that the dialogue, like the words that we're saying, were improvised. So the show itself, like the story arc, was written by Jess Pierce. And then, so for each scene, we kind of had, like, we knew where we would be and what, like, certain plot points that we wanted to hit, or, like, character developments that needed to happen in that scene, and then we would improvise the scene. So that's, like, it was writing, but in the air, in,
you know, like, in, physical,
yeah, writing on the spot.
There's no script for this show, you
yeah,
know? And
yeah.
So, yeah, there was, like, a lot of, in pre-production, a lot of, so like workshopping of the story and the arc and what plot points would work, and then we'd get there on the day and we'd think these were the plot points, and then organically we would find something else, or Sarah Hickey, who's the director, would sort of steer it in one direction that she wanted. And
yeah,
so
the priority was always to like to keep it really real.
Yeah.
So like this show drew a lot of inspiration from like Girls or Broad City. The idea was we want to be like Broad City but Melbourne but real, like it's just actually what how women actually speak to each other and what actually happens in your late 20s, like living in inner city Melbourne. So if we'd worked out these plot points and then on the floor it was like, this doesn't actually work, it was like, okay, let's like start this fresh.
It's a pretty rare shooting style to go like improv.
Yeah.
Do you like one
of
them?
Yeah, it's so rare. Like there's like every now and then you'll get a project where they use improv in process. It's like, yeah, we're going to improvise to kind of like find the characters or
and,
like
and
tidy up the script,
script
and then they'll write a script and try get you to stick to it. But
to
be able to improvise to camera is wild. It's so
Do you guys
amazing.
Come from a big improv background or?
I went to clown school.
It is a very orange jumper you had on today. I didn't want to say anything. And you guys did pile out of a singular unicycle.
Yeah,
so.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I did some training in LA as well in improv. So yeah, that's my jam. That's what I love to do. And I've actually never had a chance to do it on camera before. Like, definitely in process, but never on camera.
I can tell you you really are a professional at it because you dropped the LA reference there, real catch.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't big
note
it. That means you're actually good.
I practiced that in front of the mirror, like, LA.
I've been to LA.
Los Angeles.
I was in LA. I trained in LA.
The City of Angels.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But also, like, with improv, in terms of, like, production, it's a nightmare to do, like, storyboarding and stuff. Like, how do you even, you know?
Continuity.
Continuity. No thanks. out the window. No. But it is very difficult from a production perspective, and that's why people don't do it.
Yeah.
Because it's heinous for them. But Sarah Hickey, the director, was just very adamant this is what she wanted, and that's what she did, and we did, and it's done.
Yeah, it's done. Yeah.
It's certainly an exciting time for these kind of, not television shows, but web shows, I suppose you put them. You know, YouTube is a platform that you're running on with the retail show comedy that was on, what was it called?
Rostered On.
Rostered On, which has now gone to Netflix.
Yeah.
So you're really in this new space when it comes to media. And how have you found that?
I think it's really interesting because I am, like, producing and that kind of, like, that side of, like, deciding what platform and how it goes and stuff, and has a whole other section to it of social media and that kind of presence, and it's really interesting to see how that starts even in the pre-production phase. So, you know, whereas other stuff that I've done, it's like you just film it and then it goes into festivals, or it's like actually navigating that platform is a really big part of pre-production and preparing for that. I think that it's good to have, and I think the priority with this, and I'm not 100% sure, but with this season is definitely to get awareness and get eyes on it and show it to as many people as possible. And I think it's very beautiful to have the ability to do that through something like YouTube.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that's what's changing as well is that for a while, it's kind of, if it's a web series, like, that's your kind of stepping stone to something that's, like, legit. Whereas now you can actually kind of establish something, you know, on that platform and sustain it on that platform. At the same time, claws are sharpened. We are planning to climb with this.
Yes. And that's the thing.
We're definitely, like you say, we're not really a part of that aspect of the production, the organisation, but they're definitely pitching it.
Like, Chloe's been to LA, so we're not just going to...
Yeah, so they know me there, so, they'll probably recognise me.
She did improv here. She was one of our best.
Yes.
Send her back.
I remember it well, yeah.
But I think that, like, the production value as well of this show, it just, it's really... I don't know. You can see from the trailer. It's so
so sharp.
We did watch the watch the trailer. I got into it early. There's a lot of what sort of struck me there, because I read beforehand that you guys had done, like, all the sort of parts were improv.
Yeah,
and it was interesting for me with all that improv. How do you, like, did you guys go in, are the characters very similar to yourselves in general, or is it a lot of it, like, you had to know your character inside out beforehand and then just go into it that way, or?
We did a lot of rehearsal and workshopping prior to make sure that we had the characters fully developed, and not only the characters but their relationship as well, because if you're going to show this, you know, best friendship and you've got these 10-minute episodes, like, how do you get that across without being like, yeah, remember that because we've been friends for so long? Like, you know, we didn't want to be... Yeah, really, like... So, you know, we wanted to make sure that that was in our physicality. Like, when you're best friends, like, you start to share gestures, you start to share language, like, you've got this backlog of in-jokes, so we would do this bunch of improv workshops kind of improvising different scenes from their past so that we knew that we could, like, mutually remember those and reference...
Shared memory bank kind of thing.
And then, yeah, you kind of... That's what you play from. So there wasn't really an issue of being like, oh, now I'm just being me.
Also, it's another thing about the show is usually it doesn't happen, but it ended up that we sort of shot sequentially, which was very very good for the form, because we would improvise and things would come up, and then in a couple of episodes' time we could, you know, throw back to
which is such a luxury
in improv. You know, that's what makes it, you know, really alive. And in terms of character, it's just so funny how the characters have worked out, because we were cast on our own personalities being very similar to the characters.
But now they've sort of distanced apart
so similar but so different.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of parallels.
Yeah.
I think that something that we definitely, like, identify with is because I play Kate, who is, like, the best friend, and you play... D.
The titular D from Debrief?
That's
right.
That's it. It's not called Kate Brief. Is yeah. what I kept saying on set. Oh, sorry.
Is this I saw the little
I haven't been to LA, so I'm a bit insecure, and that's what it is.
Gotta bump the diva levels up there. It's just
oh, I was just saying that, like, you know, I definitely relate to that, being in that position of supporting someone through a breakup. And you really relate to just
breaking
having,
up.
Having a breakup.
I do relate to crumbling. I'm wonderful at it. Very good.
Well, what are the... what kind of an audience does this target as well?
Well, that's really interesting because, I mean, I know that I look at all my female friends and I feel like their voices have filtered into this story. So I feel like very proud of it because it gives a voice to a very organic, a true female experience, not just like written by an older white man, like this is what I think women do with their time. And so I feel very proud that it's really hit that. But then last night we had the screening and there were all like a variety of age groups there, and like an older man came up to Chloe after one of the scenes and was just like, the bit about like not knowing who you are, I don't know who I am, like it just hit, you know, but like,
which was just so awesome because Alex had been making, we had to like give a bit of a talk, you know, prior at the launch, and Alex articulated this thing really beautifully of like, you know, we keep saying that we need to see more women's stories, you know, in the mainstream media. And we need to remember that it's not just women's stories for women. Like, how would it be the idea that a woman's story might have universal appeal?
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not just because, it's just like, girls want to hear girls' stories. Like, we can, it is the human experience. Yeah, it plays a part in that.
It's, like, seen as an alternate form of story where it's actually, like, no, it's actually just a human story.
Yeah. In terms of the audience, I'm always thinking of, like, I want to make something that I want to watch because I have personally felt really hungry to see something like this. Like, I'm so obsessed with the, you know, the complexity of my relationships with my female friends, and I've been so hungry to see that portrayed, you know, the unique humor we share and the difficulties and the importance of those relationships in like this decade. It's definitely the most formative relationships of your 20s, in my opinion. That's always in the back of my mind. I'm like, I want to watch this. I've been wanting to watch this for so long, so it needs to appeal to me. Like, and that probably sounds really like...
Not only to have it as a passion project that you'd enjoy separately to actually being in it, it's good to have that sort of fire behind it.
Yeah.
Plus, it always helps group conversations if you have gifts that relate to your situation.
So, right?
Yes.
Right?
You guys can throw a few of those in there. Yeah. You got that now.
Definitely.
I'm certainly excited to see something that seems to incorporate Melbourne in a way that's more than just queuing a tram gong in the background. So I'll certainly be watching. Now, I can watch online, YouTube, Channel 30.
Yes.
Yeah, and it launches tonight.
That's
right. So 3 episodes dropping all at once at 7 on Channel 31.
Ooh.
So search Debrief. That's Debrief. Just so you don't get confused with the popular Melbourne Football Club Found Club podcast Debrief. Include the hyphen.
Well, you guys featured entirely, like, Melbourne scenes, Melbourne places. A lot of it was shot in Collingwood, I think.
Yeah, Collingwood, right. Fitzroy. There's a warehouse party too. So Melbourne.
It's
so trendy. It's like so trendy.
Yeah.
But you guys featured all Melbourne music, so we've got a track we're going to go to now. You guys got a bit of time? You stick around for a bit?
Absolutely.
We'd love to.
Great. Well, we'll come back. We'll chat a bit more. But we're going to chat to Ninja by Banoffee, featured in the show, I believe.
That's right. Yeah, get around these guys.
You're on Sin 90.7. Get Cereal.
You're back with Get Cereal on Sin 90.7. Now, that was Banoffee with Ninja.
It's all right if you couldn't read it. That's the actual nature of a ninja. You're not supposed to be able to see them. If you missed it before the break, you can reheat this podcast, this cheeky little segment. But we're joined by the gals from Debrief here, ready to talk to us about their brand new show. And it's been fun. We've had such fun in the last segment. We kept them around.
Yay.
That was the least comfortable.
Hold on a minute. We're cool.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah, great. That's very good what good. We've done there.
It's sad. Yeah, no, that improv really paid off.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. That's so that's
gold. Definitely lay that one down.
Right. So for a large... we'll just pull it together, guys.
Yeah, let's get our focus back.
Use some of that LA confidence.
Never going to live that down.
We were discussing before, you guys, improv is pretty much the main draw for this whole thing. So a lot of that, you said continuity is a big issue.
Oh.
What sort of things on scene? Is there something we can look at when we're watching it tonight where we can look for big faults? Can we find...
Oh, my God.
Well, you could have. I could have given you an entire list of things to look at. But our continuity lady on set, her name is Paige... was, I don't know how, like me, I don't know, you know that timepiece Hermione has in that Harry Potter movie and she can flip it and be in like a million places?
The time turner, yeah.
The time turner, I feel like maybe she had like seven of those. And then just
and definitely
like
more than
created,
two eyes.
Yeah,
you know?
Created like a million versions of herself to watch
from
while we were
everything
filming.
From every angle.
And so the continuity is very good, which is incredible for yeah. improv, but also
by
for
all
working
means.
With me.
Yeah, keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah.
Beautiful stuff.
And is this your first time working together on a TV series?
Yeah.
Yeah, first time working together ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Will yeah, it we be didn't... the last?
Oh, no. Help.
Withdrawal.
Yeah, so I was thinking you kind of seem like old friends, and that might have been where the show came out of. But no, you've just been
No,
cast
we
and...
met in the auditions.
Yeah,
actually...
but it was like love at first
sight.
It seriously yeah. was. So, yeah, we like they did the auditions for Debrief in a really interesting and different way because they were looking to kind of cast a friendship, not just two characters. So they did a big, like, casting call out for, you know, Melbourne comedic actors. And did these big group auditions where they would get us to do stuff on our own, but then also improvise scenes together. And so when we did this first like big group audition, it was like 40 people or something
yeah.
there. And I sort of saw over to the casting desk, I could see that they had everyone's headshots and they'd kind of put them together, like they'd already made little imaginary duos and they were getting them to improvise together. And then... when it came to the end, I was the last person, and they hadn't put me with anyone. I didn't have a buddy.
And
they were like, oh, there's no one here. Chloe isn't a partner. So if anyone else wants to have a second go, and I was like, her.
Oh.
Like, I just like, I want her, I want her. And we did this improvised scene together, which was so... so fun, and then it was all over, and we were just like, well, thank you, and you see you. You know that awkward sort of thing
just
where you've, like, met
weird.
Someone that you just want to be friends with,
yeah.
but you're like, well, it would be weird, so... And then I went home and I had a Facebook friend request.
Yeah.
She found me.
My friend was at the audition with me too, and as we were leaving, I was just like, I knew, it's weird, isn't it? It's weird if I added her on Facebook, wouldn't it? Because she would know that I've gone and I've found her and I've looked for her. I've just gone, I only know her first name, so she knows I've, like, actually gone.
There's
fine.
A lot of Chloes
yeah,
in
like,
the world.
Yes.
And my friend was like, yeah, that's weird, so I did it. And then in the second round of callbacks, we were both there, and it was just like, wow, she's here. And yeah,
that's
was,
some yeah. premium level stalking, though, as well.
Oh,
that's
so like I'm capable of so much.
I haven't got down.
Yeah,
that's. I can really see an episode coming out of that. The one day stalking on the
yeah,
internet,
yeah,
the epics.
Yeah. I could do a whole season on it if you want.
New to ABC.
Exactly.
Tell us a bit about the show. So we were saying just off air a second ago that it was shot for basically feature film length, so 90 minutes.
Yeah.
What's apart from like the general vibe, is there a big overarching story arc throughout?
Yeah, so it is the kind of... as a premise, it is that kind of tumultuous upheaval of post-breakup or, you know, you lose a job or whatever in your late 20s, mid to late 20s, early to mid to late 20s, whatever. And then, so that's the kind of format that it unfurls in. But it is the kind of overarching thing is just the navigating the highs and lows and tensions of friendships and renegotiating friendship when you when it's put under a different kind of test
yeah.
of moving in
yeah.
together. And Yeah, so it's kind of like when they move in together, how... I just don't want to...
But like
the,
yeah, you don't want to spoil spoilers, but it's just like they move in together and they're already, you can see that they're really close, but they're different.
They're super different.
And then yeah. when they move in, that contrast is just heightened.
Because it's like, you know, Dee is very, she works from home, she's very quite plan orientated, very
and she's been solidly like working for the past like 4 years or whatever since they graduated to kind of, you know, establish herself in her career yeah. and like, you know, keep herself going. And Kate didn't finish, like they met at uni, but she dropped out and has just been kind of like, she's a dilettante, you know, she's like, she loves so much stuff, she's so passionate, but she's just like trying a bit of this, a bit of that, a bit of this, a bit of that.
Mm.
And so suddenly looks at Dee when they're this much closer and is like, oh, like I haven't built that for myself.
Yeah.
Which is a point you can get to in your life anyway. Like, I'm sure there's a lot of people around this age that are looking at it and going, I have missed a step.
Oh, yeah. Acting as a career. Is it real?
Unpaid radio.
Yeah. It's so true, though, especially when you're involved in, like, creative industries and stuff. So it was a really fun thing to work with in the show, that kind of thing of getting to your mid to late 20s and being like, whoops. That's the point where you're like, oh, hang on, is this even real? Can I even do this, like... Should I have just done that, like, school, uni, like, work hard thing?
Yeah.
Which, not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with it at all, but it's like...
Enjoy your house.
Yeah.
You did the right thing.
When you get to, like, 27, 28 and you haven't done any of that, it can be a bit of a crisis of identity. Of like, okay, well, now is my, like, I've either got to, like, double down on this or, I don't know, yeah. So we're really interested in, like, playing with that kind of moment of crisis.
Yeah, and I think the other thing is with something like Broad City, for example, it is the two girls against this kind of circus world around them, whereas with Debrief, it's very much this truthful relationship where cracks do appear, and it's not us two versus the world. It's like we love each other, and there's a bit of hate in love, you know, and like that kind of cracking and bubbling to the surface and renegotiating that.
Yeah, well, if your best friend is the person that, like, forms you, then, like, that's an enormous power that they have.
Yeah.
And if you feel judged or rejected or, you know, like, when difficulties appear in that, it can be really dramatic.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Well, throughout this, did you draw back on any previous housing experiences? What's, like, both of your individually worse house-sharing experiences?
Oh my God.
Definitely did draw on that kind of stuff. I think that's such a classic feature of, like, and it's specific to Melbourne as well, the kind of house sharing culture. Kate's story is interesting because it's like she's living in an apartment that her parents own, paying kind of cheaper rent. So she actually has like a spare bedroom. She's one of those. But then Dee moves in, of course. Definitely did draw on. So not just my own stories, but so many people's stories, because that house sharing culture is actually really unique to Melbourne. You know, like I lived in Paris for 4 years, and they don't do house sharing.
Oh, listen,
she's so international.
I have been some places, Janice.
God.
I am multinational. I've been around the place.
Have you ever been on a plane, on an aeroplane, over the ocean?
You should see my frequent flyers.
They're in the air, guys. You have no idea.
But, you know, they don't have share houses over there. The architecture isn't made for it, you know? Like, you have your own... People that are young and studying in their 20s have their own, like, little studio apartments.
Really?
They live on their own. And, yeah, so
their
that was...
Yeah. A bit better, though.
Yeah. Bloody da for the parties.
You know, so that's, like, it's so fun to be able to explore that. There's so much drama in share house. And it's unique to our generation as well. Like, We're going to be in share houses well into our 30s.
Yeah, probably 40s, I'd say. I feel like I'm very lucky. I've never had an awful share house experience. Like, you know, you hear the ones of like, and then there was 7 rats under his bed and the toilet had mould, whatever, and a gremlin living wherever. But, like, I've never had that. I've had some falling outs, which is arguably just as disturbing, you know?
It's when you turn the passive aggressiveness up to the premium level.
The post-its. Do we need the post-its? I don't know.
Hey, I was just wondering, is anyone doing the dishes anytime soon?
They are
smiley
yours.
Face.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, I'm looking forward to the show. We said it launches at 7 o'clock tonight on Channel 31.
Yeah,
that's right.
Think, it's going to be, online, a lot of that sort of, YouTube, Facebook.
Yeah, if you follow Debrief on the socials, like Facebook, Instagram, you will get the link.
Yeah.
Again, that is DEE-brief, as yes. I said just before. Yes. Otherwise, you'll get a podcast about football.
Really? Yeah.
But that's amazing. Give it a listen.
So could similar. Be just good. Can join
yeah,
together.
Let's collaborate.
Yeah, totally. Season 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks so much for joining us, guys.
It's our pleasure.
It's our pleasure. The pleasure is such shared pleasure.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.